are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And joining me for this Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the Peer VA Clinic and May Adam, it's Becky Spohr from the Boys and Girls Club. Good morning, Becky.
Well, good morning.
So you're here, which means it's mega raffle time.
It's mega raffle time.
And this one is a good one, the Taste of Peer in Fort Peer.
This is one of our popular months. It seems like our donors, our ticket buyers are in love with this one. So we have this month, it's Red Rosa, Cattleman's, Perkins, Tokyo, Guadalajara's, Gators, and Pure Bliss.
Wow. Those are some great, great dining options.
Absolutely. Somebody's going to have a full belly.
Oh, yes, they are. So we're going to pick three names that are going to be in the running at noontime. Jody, during the noon hour, is going to let us know who that lucky person is.
That's right. Let's pick.
So, all right. Let's go with name number one is going to be Sandy Zinter. So, good luck to you, Sandy. You got this far, so congratulations on that. Name number two, I believe, is Kathy Lester. So congratulations. And our final name is Kathy Pites. So there you go. The ladies are all in the running for some delicious food around Pier and Fort Pier.
That's right.
So a big thank you to everybody, of course, who purchased tickets. And you're going to be working here pretty soon on next year's, aren't you?
Yes, our Mega Raffle 2023 is in process. We have a planning committee that's putting in a lot of effort to gather prizes and work with sponsors. And so, we'll be looking for that. That will be rolling out December time. So it's always a perfect time to start thinking about Christmas presents.
That's right.
For people who have everything. And just to be able to support the club, 100% of the proceeds come back to the boys and girls that are coming to our club. So,
and what I love about this raffle, you know, you win this month here, you're still in the running. You're not automatically just booted out for the rest of the year. You've got a really good chance to win a bunch of prizes.
Yes, your name gets thrown back in the bucket whether you win or not. So you have, again, this past year, there was, I think, 15 chances to win. We did a couple early bird drawings.
Right.
The same will be for our 2023 raffle as well.
Okay. So be
and some new prizes.
Ooh, I can't wait to see what you've got lined up. And just like a lot of folks around town when it comes to businesses, you're in need of some staff there.
We are looking for high school juniors and seniors that want to get into the club, have a flexible schedule. We're also doing a teens to teacher programs, which can get them extra scholarship monies once they are completed through the program their senior year. So if you're interested, it's a fun environment. You get to work with kids, enjoy yourself. Great staff to work with. Stop by the club and grab an application.
Fantastic. So it'd be a great addition to your staff and make it a little bit easier for everyone else, because having another body around is very helpful.
Yes, absolutely. We want to keep taking memberships. And so to be able to follow our protocol and stick with our ratios, we need more staff.
Right. So stop on by if you're interested. All right. Well, thank you for coming in, Becky.
Thank you.
Good luck to these three ladies. Noontime is when they're going to find out who the lucky winner is. And we'll see you again in a couple of months for the next go round.
Awesome. Have a great day.
And there's Becky Spohr. She joined us from the Boys and Girls Club. Congratulations and good luck to all those folks that are going to be part of the drawing today at noon. Continuing on with People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam and the Peer VA Clinic. Joining me in studio this morning as well, we have Art Smith. Good morning, Art.
Morning. How are we doing today?
Not too bad. Glad to have you here. And folks in the background, they can hear some brass. And that's because there is a wonderful concert from the Peer Concert Series tonight.
Yeah, I'm here for the Peer Concert Series. I'm one of the board members here. And we have Copper Street Brass coming tonight, excuse me, at the Riggs Theater, 7 p.m. And if you are unfamiliar with the Peer Concert Series, it's a group of volunteers here in the city. And what we are earning this year as far as ticket sales go tells us how much we can afford to spend for next year. And so we do bring in, we try to bring in a variety of acts, of performers. And the Copper Street Brass is unique to a very interesting degree, because their website ends in .org, not .com.
Right.
So copperstreetbrass.org, if you want to hear more of their tunes. They have an educational component to what they do. But what they are is basically they started in 2008 as a professionally trained classical chamber music, which means they don't have a conductor. They're just up there on the stage. They present their own music or their own version of music, and it's a blend of different styles, from Mozart to Madonna. So, listening to their presentation while we were getting deciding what to do made us want to have this group in, and it should be a fun group. They do educational programming, and hence that's the .org part.
Okay, and that makes sense then.
Yeah, and they do work with schools. They work with older groups, older adults facing dementia.
Okay.
So they're not a unidimensional group at all. And their most recent performances, they're from the Twin Cities.
Okay.
But their most recent tour went through Minnesota, the one that they're on now. Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Kansas, okay, very predictable, and New Mexico.
Oh, how about that? That
yeah.
was kind of out of the blue.
Well, the theory going around is that somebody has a relation down there.
That would make sense.
Definitely. You never know. But they do things a little differently than your traditional brass quintet. They kind of say they're trying to represent the evolution of the brass quintet.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, and so they started off with two trumpets, a horn, trombone, and tuba. Pretty typical of a quintet.
Right.
Now they have a trumpet and keyboard played by one person, just a trumpet, horn, keyboard, and guitar, trombone, tuba, and then, surprisingly, drums and percussion. So you just don't see that wide of a variety of musical instruments in a brass quintet, especially. So
right.
That's what's kind of neat about this fusion and the evolution part that they are seemingly that they are heavy on in their descriptions and their biographies. So.
Yeah, they really have an interesting mix, and there's something about the sound of brass. It just, when you go to a concert that's brass, and now they're throwing in some drums and keyboard, that's really going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and the guitar as well. So, yeah, I agree. And you can pick up some of that on their website. They not only with their website, very different from your usual performers, which might be one page and not have a whole lot and have a 10-second, bit of each song. They have, I didn't count, there might be 10 songs there, and they're the full 4 or 5 minute version.
Yeah, you're able to get a really good feel for their sound and what you might hear tonight.
Yeah, and we don't know, I don't know anyway, what the program's going to be, but it's going to be proven to be, I'm sure, a nice little fun event. So, the Peer Concert Series, if you have never heard of us before, or if you've heard of us and you let your membership lapse, we can take care of you tonight.
Okay.
We can do single event tickets, which isn't something we've always done, but those are going to be available. Single tickets are, let me see, what is it here? Adults $25, students $10.
And you can get those at the door.
At the door tonight. Show up a little bit early, but we'll have a table set over to the side. 7 o'clock at Riggs. This type of a group in the Riggs Theater is perfect.
Yeah, that's going to be a great venue for what they do.
Absolutely. I mean, we're so lucky to have that theater there for the performing arts. And that was a long time coming and has been very much enjoyed. We hear it all the time from performers that come through saying what a fantastic facility it is. And there are some performers that work better there.
Right.
Some performers would work better elsewhere, but this is one that's perfect for that style of a building there.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show tonight. So 7 o'clock tonight, Riggs Theater. Encourage folks to come on out and just enjoy what's going to be a wonderful night of music.
Yeah, likely to be an hour and a half to 2 hours, maybe a tiny bit longer. And I encourage you to test out the waters. And we do have other, I want this to be mainly about the Copper Street Brass, but hopefully I can come back here in November and talk about the Dakota Ragtime Trio, in March, the Dan Miller Cowboy Review, and then May for the Brothers. And those are going to be the rest of everything that we're going to have on our season this year. So
some other great shows to look forward to, and we'll definitely talk about those as they get closer, for sure.
Absolutely. I'll be in touch.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in this morning, Art.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, enjoy the show, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds perfect.
All right. Thank you. There's Art Smith joining us, talking about the Pier Street Concert Series, the Copper Street Brass. It's going to be a great show tonight, 7 o'clock, TF Riggs Theater, so don't miss out on that. There is your Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you this morning by May Adam and the Pier VA Clinic.